Tori Giacomo is with Marty Mayfield. Marty, take it away.
Okay, guys. Coach, first game of the season. Of course, there's always a lot of things that you got to correct, and we do have a young team with a lot of freshmen and sophomores. There are a few juniors and seniors sprinkled in there, but the first half was all Lahunta.
Well, the first half was all Lahunta because of our mistakes. You know, we spoke to the boys and let them know. I mean, that was all Raton as far as killing ourselves. And being a young young team with a lot of young players spread out there with big eyes. They had the big eye syndrome going, oh, God, what's going on? And, you know, we took our lumps, made a lot of mistakes, and then the great thing about it is we went in at half. They responded the way we wanted them to respond, and we improved. So, hey, sometimes it's not about the score, and we just got to build and get better each week.
Well, you've also at Lahunta, they've been state in the state championship games or very close to the state championship the last 3 years. So that's another thing that's you've got to look at. They've got some more playing experience and rather than we do. But the boys came back in the second half, and it looked like they started clicking. They were making things happen like they were supposed to. Passes were being made. They weren't quite making those little mistakes that they had in the first half.
Yeah, we talked about execution and doing our job, and that's exactly what they did the second half. You know, hats off to Lahunta. They were runner-up to the state championship last year, the year before they won the state. They have winning, and when you know how to win, you continue to win. They're a darn good football team, but, I mean, you look at the first couple of plays of the game, and, I mean, we got the screen pass there, we ran a trap right up them, right up the gut, and it was successful. But then, oh, we got a penalty here. We miss a block. We drop a ball. Can't get the snap. Was huge. You know, those things are just things that happen with a young team. But these guys got a lot of moxie, and that's what makes us excited as a coaching staff, and we're only going to get better, and I'm excited about the season.
That was one thing in the first half that kept occurring quite frequently was a low snap, one wide or something like that. Who's your center this year? And I'm taking it he didn't have a lot of experience coming into the game.
Our center, starting center, is Garrett, and he started off last year with a little bit of that center, and then he got injured, and we had to go with some other guys. But again, you know, we struggled with it during 2-a-days, during the last 2 weeks, but we still worked the snap. We worked somebody over, and it's just a learning experience, and we got to get better. And if we need to get another guy in there, we'll do what we need to do. But I think we're going to get there, and we're going to get a better job.
I know my son Wes, he was center, it seemed like, from the time he was 6 years old all the way through high school. And he admits it's probably one of the toughest positions, because you've got to be ready for that nose guard to come at you just as soon as you hike that ball.
Well, you got a nose guard over you most of the depending on the front. But the big thing for being a center is you're the quarterback. You're the quarterback of the line, so you got to make the calls, know the protection. You got a lot of things on your plate, so we have total confidence in Garrett. We have total confidence in all of our players, and you know, I mean, there again, we have so many young guys spread out there, and I really don't think this score dictates what type of team we are or what we can be. So I think we're all really excited, despite the scoreboard, that what we got and what's going to happen in the future.
What are you looking at for Trinidad next year? And the boys are just about ready, so we'll get Richie over here just as soon as you kind of tell us about Trinidad.
Well, I know Trinidad's got their same coach over there, and you know, last year we had a pretty good game against them. I know they got a lot more seniors, more experience this year, so I guarantee they're going to be ready. Hey, It's the cold bucket game. Everybody's always excited about that, so we're excited to go over there and show everybody what we've done in the second half and continue it for next week.
Okay, Richie, if we get you right over here, we've got Richie Acevedo here. Richie, you come into the game. Of course, it's a new season. It's the first game of the season, and they hand you the ball, basically, and it's up to you to try to get that ball through the line, and the line, they're looking over you.
It's kind of hard. We did have a good little trap ball. It just kind of fell apart right there, but every time we get a run play, it's either snaps on the ball, but we just got to come out better. I think as seniors, we got to come out a little bit more. I think they had our backs out tonight, but I think we should probably come out here a little bit more big-headed, but not too big-headed. Because I think we kind of came out here kind of low and we're timid, so.
Well, it's the first game of the season. You weren't quite ready for it. How many seniors do we have on the team this year?
About 5.
So not a lot of experience as far as the senior side of it goes.
Yes, sir. I mean, we've had them all since about like freshman year, so I think we just got to step it up all together as a team, so I think we'll be good.
Seniors are good.
Scoring us for the second half, so.
Seniors have got to be the leader of the bunch, so it's what they've got to do is step up and show the younger kids what to do.
Yes, sir, and they did. And I had to point out Matt and Dylan have been stepping up a lot in their freshman. It's a hard job for being a linebacker, taking on blocks like that. So.
Well, they've got some height to them, and that's going to help in the receiving end of it as well, right? And we saw that tonight.
Yes, sir. I think we'll be good. We'll have Trinidad down next week. We'll see what happens there, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Thank you, Richie.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Back up to you.